Blog Talk Radio.
See me through, leaving that face.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Ministry, where your host is none other than Apostle Robert Sirius Sadie Elliott. I am so glad to see you have stopped by the show today. I see the switchboard is lighting up, so we're going to have a good time on the line today with this good topic that we have selected today. But before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning thanking you. Thanking you for this show. Thanking you for everyone that have come on, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the word that will be taught today and spoken today, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise today. We give you glory today. And bless every caller that will call in and everyone that will have something to say concerning the topic today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it go forth like never before. We give God the praise and the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, our topic today is the art of Christian conversation. You know, the word of God said, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Beloved Savior, may what I say always be accepted to you. Please use my words for your hour and glory. Our speech should be normal talk to others with genuineness and authenticity as one human being talks to another. Today, let all of your speech be favorable, winsome, and truthful. Let what come out our mouth be gentle, loving, and thoughtful in Jesus' name. And my tag words you'll be hearing me speak about throughout the broadcast today is speech, conversation, and favorable. Oh, we have an exciting visitor on the line today, and I'm going to bring her on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good morning, guests. Welcome to Joy and Peace.
Good morning, Pastor Sadie Elliott. I pray God is blessing
you.
I'm blessed. I'm blessing yourself, Pastor.
I am blessed, 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 blessed.
Well,
today we're talking about the art of Christian conversation. You know, people often underrate the powerful effect spoken word. So much depends on the way in which things are said, the tone of voice, the timing, and the circumstances in which words are spoken are all of cardinal importance. You know, the same words can be you know, when you think of it, those same words can be interpreted in many different ways and can create wrong impressions, which can, in turn, cause much damage. We have to watch what come out of this mouth, this alligator, as I always say, that's always moving. We have to be so careful because we can say things that would offend someone, not realizing that we have offended. So we have to watch what we say, how we say it, to keep from offending someone. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, so many people are quick to say things, and then they come back and say, well, I didn't mean what I said. But no, it may not be what you said. It might have been in the tone you said it. That's why I say we have to be gentle, loving, and thoughtful when we're speaking to someone. We can get our point across without throwing a dag at them, without hurting them. Oh, I have someone else that have come on, would like to say something. Let me bring this person on, too. Good morning. Oh, they went off. They'll call back in. Praise the Lord. Anyone on the line that would like to say something regarding the topic we have today, just press 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. We had a caller. Wait, let me see. I think the call is back on. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi, how are
good
you?
Good to be here.
Good.
Hi. Yeah.
Huh? You
wanted
to say
about
something?
About your topic. That's what God's been doing with me all this week. You know, it's important to speak His word in His house, and it's far better than for us to supply information about our problems, like we're trying to sell our problems to somebody to hopefully get in the. I remember understand that you have to speak God's word in His house, you know, among believers, encouraging them. And then all that prophetic information about your own circumstance will most likely come to you in your private prayer time. So I thank God for that and for the topic.
Well, I am so glad you came on today, all the way from Pennsylvania. Praise the Lord. Well, I hope something you say today, sir, on the line that would help you continue on growing in your faith and talking about the art of Christian conversation. And we have another caller that called in. Caller, you are now on the air. Would you like to say something from area code 314?
Nothing, but I'm just waiting to hear this exciting message about art of Christian conversation.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. You know, there are few things worse to behold than to see someone stumble by a sharp reprimand or a condensing remark. You've been in conversation, you've been in company where people have came across to you so abrupt or while you were talking, they didn't let you finish what you were saying. They cut you off, as I would say, at the path. And you're sitting there, you're looking bewildered, and you're saying, well, wait a minute, I was going to say such and such a thing, and they went to, just took one sentence or half a sentence you were saying and took it to another level that lasted 2 or 3 hours on one or two things you were saying. So we have to learn the art of Christian conversation. We as Christians can't be in every conversation that we hear. We may come across some people that's talking something in our presence. If God tells you to say something regarding that situation, He will give you what to say. Sometimes we talk out of turn. We jump in and take over the conversation that didn't belong to us, or God didn't tell us to say so. So we have to really, as men and women of God, have to watch what we say, how we say it, when we say it, and everything, because it's so important, because you don't want a new believer coming into Christ to say you saying any kind of stuff or whatever. If you hear them saying something, you listen first before you just jump in and go to taking the ball and running with it, because you don't know what God may have on their heart. Let them finish, and that's why I believe, be silent for a while. Let God direct your speech and your, I know some of you all are old enough on the line today to remember the four parents used to tell her, count to 10 before you say something. Or every time you hear something, don't mean it's got to be a rebuttal from you. Listen, because sometimes, don't you know, I was taught a long time ago, be a good listener. You will hear a whole lot by just listening, not have that alligator running all the time. And because of experiences like these, shy or modest people rather keep quiet for fear of being ridiculed or humiliated by words. Insensitive and intolerant people often speak cruel words that do not take other people's feelings into consideration. We as Christians and are believers, we have to take the other fella, put yourself in that other fella's shoe sometime and see what you would like, with you, boom, 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 to them, bum, 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 to them. I'm just using that like an example. But how would you do? Would you do it in love, gently, where God would have you to do it? Or would you do it so abruptly that you turn that person off and you wonder why that person don't come around anymore, why they don't speak to you anymore? Just different things. If we want to come, we have some other guests on the line, and I would like for them to hit one on their keypad because I would like to bring them in. Also, because they may have something that they want to say. And if anyone want to go to their Bibles, they can go to Colossians 4, 1 through 9. And because I know I have a lot of Bible scholars on the line, so I don't like to say anything without giving y'all scriptures when it's coming from the Word of God. So that's why when I read that, let your conversation be always full of grace. It's telling us in the Word. Season with salt so that you may know how to answer everyone. You know, we can have an answer, but God, if we would just listen and let God direct our thoughts before we open our mouth. You know, we would, oh, gee, you know, some people, you used to hear say, if their eyes could kill, if their eyes, when I looked at their eyes, it was like a gun shooting back at them. Well, some people have a mouth that, I mean, they just go on and on and on and on. But let it be something that God is directing that person to say. Not so much as we doing all the talking. It's good to listen sometimes. People, we have people right now in the world crying out for help. They can't get the help they need because we have these alligators going, so they're not able to get a word across to tell you how they feel, what's going on with them, or is it any way you can help them. So we, as men and women of God, have to know how to have a good conversation, a wholesome conversation. You know, I read over in the Word of God in Ephesians 4 and 29. As I was reading, Paul wrote to the Ephesian church that they should let no unwholesome talk come out of their mouth, but only what is useful for building others up according to their needs, and that it may benefit those who listen. This means if you're a believer who think it's okay to use crass or vulgar language, you're in error, and you need to stop. Using the language of the world doesn't somehow make you more relevant to them. It actually weakens your testimony. This would also include speaking with a demeanor or annoying tone toward another. So we have to really watch when we're speaking to people, because some people go on and on. Some people talk to you so nasty, and they figure you're supposed to take it. But if you're a child of the King, man or woman, boy or girl, God would direct us exactly what to do, what to say, what not to say. I have a caller calling from area code 404. Would you like to come on, caller? Hallelujah. Or 409. Hallelujah. All right. Let me bring calling 404 on.
God bless you.
Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning.
God bless you. Would you like to say something, Apostle?
Yes, I would just like to say, praise God. God have no respect of person. What he do for one, he'll do the same for the other. But when it comes down to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, it talks about why Paul did what he did by, you know, because it was so much false teaching. So our conversations have to be seasoned. And I heard you say earlier about if it's a young babe in Christ, and we are seasoned people that's in Christ Jesus, we got to be careful for our conversation because they will pick up and believe this is the way you're supposed to act because we've been saved all this long time. And I heard the old mothers used to say that we were saved for so long and some of us was in the way. But we got to teach one. If someone going to look up to Jesus on the inside of us, we got to teach them the right thing and what's correct. And when we are talking in a Christian atmosphere amongst one another, we do have to give each other time enough to know what that person is saying so that we can be given, first of all, the correct information, what they're saying, so that we can respond correctly. Response, well, the way you respond is is the correct way than responding the wrong way and causing somebody to shipwreck.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank God for Paul, the Word of God, because it's right by itself. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle.
God bless you.
And, you know, I was thinking, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be absolutely excited about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, that excitement
Amen.
Should spill
Amen.
Over and permeate every single area of our life, especially our interaction and conversation with others.
Yes.
We, above all, other people should speak in an interesting, stimulating, yet sensitive way that will attract others and and make them want what we have. So like you were saying, Apostle, you know, they hear. But now when they're hearing the right thing, they're going to go on. But when they start hearing, they say, now, wait a minute. I thought that was a Christian. Now, they're saying things and doing some things that not lining up from what I've read. So that's why we have to be so careful, like I was saying, with a new babe in Christ, how we approach certain, conversation. Since I'm talking about conversation, how we approach some conversation, we have to be so careful because we don't want to hurt and offend nobody. And we want to tell them what the Word of God say because, you know, we can go off on the deep end so quick if we're not careful. And somebody that just need a little guidance, a little push in the right direction. But if we go to talking silly, you know, we're going to have them off track. And we're going to have a time trying to bring them back. Or somebody going to say, you know, I was talking Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so, and they told me this here. But now you showing me and saying this here, and you showing it to me in the Word of God. So now where did they go off? Where did they go wrong? You know, we have to really think about our conversation, you know, and our speech should be beneficial and purifying. You know, the other purpose salt can be used for is to prevent corrupt through preventing, just like food from spoiling. But we have to watch, you know, that we don't corrupt somebody's mind in thinking.
Yes.
And this means if we have speech that is seasoned with salt, we will speak in such a way as to purposely purify our conversation. Ever being among a group of people who are talking and one of them says something that's really crash, what did you do? You know, a lot of people might either laugh or if they feel awkward, they might turn red and climb up. So, you know, we have to, because I ask God every day before I leave home, even at home, even if the phone rang, let me season my mouth right. Don't let me say just know anything. Let me hear what the other person is saying before I jump off in a tangent of hip-hop because I only heard two words or three words and I done went all off the chain. No, let me hear what that person is really saying that would help them.
Yeah.
I don't want to harm them. I don't want to run them away, but I want to be able to help them, even through prayer. You know, we just have to be so cautious on our conversation. If anyone else would like to say something on this topic today, just hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you. You know, our speech should be beneficial, like I was saying, and purified. As Christians, we can intentionally guide conversation away from corruption. That takes intentionally, but it's not hard. All it takes is guiding the conversation toward something more beneficial and edifying. You know, one thing I find by reading the Word of God, I read it and ask God to interpret to me what he's saying. I don't try to get in conversation, confrontation with people, even with the Word of God, because before you realize that you're in a, I almost say like a fighting match, because they're going to say, this said, no, but I could just go right back real soft and say, well, what did God say? Did God direct you? Or what did he really say? Because some people will take you down the cold, up the mountain, back down the mountains on something. So we really have to really watch. And, you know, another example, if someone approach you and start gossiping or speaking slander against someone else, what should you do? Think about that. Well, most people indulge them. They say, go on, girl. Go on, God. When did that happen? What? How did that happen? You know, no. God don't want us to do that. But not us. Not Christian. No, but you'd be surprised how many Christians that are there carrying that stuff more than the man or woman that have not been saved, not in the world. And they say, well, I thought she or he was saved. I thought she or he, but they're carrying mess on. They're doing all kind of stuff. So we don't know. When you talking, you don't know who listening. You can be, I'm going to give some example. You can be standing in the line at the grocery store. Somebody in front of you, somebody behind you. And the Lord may drop in your spirit for something, a word, or say something to the lady or man in front of you or behind you. It's nothing. You might just stand there waiting your turn. And it may be something that occur. And you'll say, whatever God have given you to say, you might touch them on the shoulder. Or they have coupon. I'm going to give that a good example. You behind somebody got a lot of coupon, and you in a hurry. But you get real irate with that person using their coupon. You don't know their situation. They have X amount of money in their purse or in their hand, and these coupons going to help them out. I'm just saying that an example. But some people are start a conversation and start things where the people sitting up there all bewildered. They done got all nervous and things like that. And I'm just using little small things that you'd be surprised how people standing in a line to get groceries, to get gas at the bank. They in a big hurry for you know it. They done start saying some vulgar word. They done start saying things that was not. And people are looking at them. Well, I thought she was a shown-up Christian. She's supposed to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the burning fire. Did you hear what come out of her mouth? Did you hear that conversation? I know a lot of you all on the line have been in places minding your own business, and you hear a conversation, and you try not to hear. They may be talking loud, but then you say, you listening. You may not say nothing to that person, but you listening. So that's why it behooves us when we're out to hold a wholesome conversation. Good morning. How you doing? You know, a lot of times I'm in a store somewhere, and some of the cashiers be so mad, so upset, and I just walk, oh, well, good morning. How you doing? And they'll look up at you, might go to rolling their eyes. You have such a pretty smile. You such a pretty young lady. I hope you're having a good day. Some that want to treat you nasty, don't treat them nasty when you get up to with a good conversation. Tell them before you leave that counter, they're going to be smiling and they're going to say, you know what, I needed that. Thank you for coming. Somebody before you or whatever early this morning just teed me off, but you talked to me so nice. You brought my countenance back in. You brought the love of God back in me where I didn't have to look like I'm looking or saying what I'm saying. You know, just take a minute to ponder how Jesus spoke to the people with whom he interacted with every day, whether he agreed or disagreed, whether he attacked it or defended, whether he addressed friends or enemies, beggars or rulers. There was always a tenderness in his voice, a tenderness not to be confused with weakness. He spoke with authority. God have given us authority. But without being dogmatic. He was always understanding, sympathetic, and loving. When you speak to other people, follow Jesus' example, and you will find that your conversation will be like response of love and understanding. Beloved Savior, may what I say always be accepted to you. Please use my words for your honor and glory. And you know, when you start saying that and going with God, for you know, people are going to say, oh, I love to talk with her or him because they always talk with authority but gentle. They always tell you what you need to hear, even if you don't want to hear, but they don't give it to you like they beating you down with it. They really know how to come have a Christian conversation. It's so many people now that don't even know how to have a Christian conversation without a whole lot of other worldly stuff coming in to the conversation. So today, I was sure, I only did it for 30 minutes today. I didn't know how many was going to come on. So today, I was sure was the art of Christian conversation. And if we have anything from any of our listeners, just punch one on your keypad. I'll gladly bring it in. If it's someone already on the line, I would love to hear from you because I always can go over. That's no problem. I just want to hear from my audience today. Their version of the art of Christian conversation, because you can have something that I didn't even jot down this morning to speak about on the show. It's some things God could be done dropped in your spirit while we've been on the air. So I would love to hear from you today.
God bless you.
Praise God, praise God.
Can you hear?
You know, when you think about it, cold words make people freeze.
Yeah,
warm
yeah.
words make them burn. Bitter words make them bitter. And vengeful words make them vengeful. Friendly words make an impression on people's soul. They comfort and bring peace of mind. So today I want to thank all my guests that came on today, even all the way from Killeen, Texas, Pennsylvania, Lamar, Texas, Houston, Texas, Houston, Texas. I want to thank you all for coming on and being a part of the broadcast. If it wouldn't be for y'all to make the broadcast, it would be dull. So I know I did a lot of the Christian conversation talking, but I am so glad that you all came on today. And please tune in to next week's broadcast. Bring somebody else in next week. We'll have another exciting topic. I don't know what it is God going to drop in my spirit yet, but please tune in for next week. If you need to have the number for those to call in, that's going to be the call-in number. It's area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I love you. You know, this is not from the Bible. It's a cliche. I don't like to have cliche, but I've been using this one for 13 years. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all that's on this line today and tell you just how much I love you. And thank you for being a part of Joy and Peace Community Ministry today on the art of Christian conversation. So today, as we leave the line, but we don't leave God's presence, just remember, watch what you say out of that alligator. Let it be seasoned with what God would have you to say and do. And until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. I love you. And guests all the way from Pennsylvania, do keep coming to the line. You never know what we might be talking about. And thank you for your input this morning. Thank you so much for coming on, each and every one of you. And until next Wednesday, be blessed. I love each and every one of you with the love of Christ. Bye-bye.